It is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them at tqag.com. That is Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. And you can find them right here on most every Tuesday morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And are you all rested, Tim, from your travels?
Catching up, yes, but all rested.
Well, mark this day on your calendar because we're both in the same place at the same time.
I was going to say, this has been quite a couple of, I'll say a 3-week period.
Yeah. Yes, it has been.
Well, it's nice to speak to you both together here this morning. And something is going on today and tomorrow, which is taking place, I guess. It's a pop culture auction. It's called Hackey's Auction. Pop Culture Memorabilia. It goes on today and tomorrow in York, Pennsylvania, of all places.
Yes, that's Hakes.
Okay, it's Hakes. Okay.
They do.
You say potato, I say potato.
Well, what caught my eye about this is, hey, here's an auction I'd be interested in. I'm a big Marvel fan, always have been my whole life, and especially since they've evolved from graphic novels or comic books, as we used to call them, into movies. But the Captain America Hero Prop Shield used by Chris Evans in the original Avengers Endgame is $259,000 is what it's up to.
Yeah. Well, just like you, there's a number of Marvel fans that are out there, and they, you know, they love the characters, they love the movies, they want a piece of that, and you know, you don't see these things come up all that often.
But they also have, you know, that's for more people, I think, of the current. But they've got some great stuff from way, way, way back when. The quote is from one of the collectors, is there's things that are going up to auction that you might not ever see again. And those are campaign buttons from the U.S. election, which was held in 1920. There's only 16 known of these, 3 known of the design left. I would figure that'll go for big bucks. They're saying $100,000 to $200,000.
Wow, yeah, and there are a number of really major collectors of what's called pinbacks, and you know, we've said this a lot about rarity, desirability, and you go for the best that you can afford if you are going to collect. So you know, whether you're into politics. But they also, I was looking online here, they also have a Captain America Liberty Brass Luster Golden Age Comic Book Club Badge. So they have a Captain America Comic Book Club Badge, and that's at $600 now, $660. So you may, if you're into badges and want some sort of
badges. Hint, no, we don't need no stinking badges.
Now, here's where I go crazy is I had one of those. Years ago. Yeah. Of course, like everything else in my life, it's long, long gone. I, you know, here today, gone tomorrow.
Well, you know, we used to say because of things like that where you know, kids throw things away or either, that or moms throw things away. That's why Tim and I have a job today. So.
Right.
Well, how about this?
And also that button that you were talking about, that political one, you know, it's Cox and Roosevelt. It's very, I think it becomes that rarity, desirability, especially there are a number of people who collect political memorabilia. Great. But as you said, and what Greg said is thanks to moms around the world for throwing things out. We have a career.
Well, you know, one of the things that's up for auction is not even a real item. It's a store display poster. And it's a poster, get a free Boba Fett action figure. And this poster, they figure, will bring close to $10,000 to $20,000. Just, it's a poster saying, hey, sign up here, you could get a free Boba Fett action figure.
Right. But what's great about this piece is, and I'm looking at it here, is what I like about this is that it has all of the action figures listed.
Yeah.
So it's one of those items that you're like, oh wow. So okay, so Boba Fett is like the new featured, he's in the middle, but then all of the other characters are also on. So it has the original 12 and the new 8, and then Boba Fett right there in the middle, and encourages the collector to collect all 21 action figures in the current Kenner line. So interesting piece.
Yeah, I'm looking at most of these pieces that are up there, G.I. Joe, some stuff from Star Wars, all going to start off, and the Incredible Hulk, which is an art cover. All these pieces, now, to me, seem reasonably priced. They all start off at $10,000 to $20,000. Now, who knows where they'll go from there? But to me, this is priced more I hate to say it this way, but for normal people.
Right.
You know, not people who don't collect really high end art or jewelry or anything that.
Yeah, but still, even they also have this G.I. Joe. Real American Hero action figure. It's the Snake Eyes Straight Arm Hasbro 1982 in the pack, never opened, and you know, of course it's sealed, but they have that estimated at $10,000 to $20,000 for a G.I. Joe figure. And it's just interesting how these action figures, do you remember, Greg, when these were coming up and in the 90s, and I was at Christie's, and people would say, oh, I've got these, and it was like, yeah, maybe in 20 years, maybe in 30 years. Well, maybe has now come, because those items, and I remember a friend of mine, he also worked at Christie's, and he was in the collectibles department, and he went to a show, and he filled his car with all of these Star Wars figures in their original boxes, everything, all of the little figures. And he's like, I just know one day, these are going to be worth a whole lot. And he's held on to them. And now is the time. And we're looking at these. They also have the Star Wars from Empire Strikes Back. And there's three figures that are in the pack. Of course, it's all never been opened, and those are estimated as well at $10,000 to $20,000. So it's interesting to see how the markets have changed and the desirability, because you know, one of the things that I always like to say is that with nostalgia and with collecting, is now is the time, because they've been rerunning the whole Star Wars movies and all of those things with streaming. It's really going to alter the way that collectors are exposed to a lot of these characters and a lot of these films. And that is also going to impact the way that people collect.
All right, now let's go to the dangerous side of collecting. Just a couple of weeks ago, a guy paid $500,000 for the football that Tom Brady threw, which was going to be his last touchdown pass in the NFL. How do you think he felt 2 days ago when Tom Brady unretired?
Yes.
talk about Bitcoin losing value. That football now is down to $5.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's well, kind of like... He's like Cher going on her last, her 10th retirement tour. You know what I'm saying? It's sooner or later, he's going to have to retire. I mean, just for physical things. But, you know, this is the one thing that we say all of the time is the value of the football, I don't believe, is because he said he was going to retire. I think the value of the football is it should be anyway what it stood for, and you know that it was the game. I think it was the game ball. The fact that he's not going to retire right now, I don't think it really is going to make it that much less valuable over time. I think it might go down now, but the fact that it's a certain time and place, which is what when you have memorabilia, time and place and what it is actually part of the value. So the fact that he's unretired, I don't think is going to really, in the long run, affect the value of that football over time. It might now.
I disagree. I think that it is time and place, and what will affect it is what goes on in his last career when he finally does retire, as you were saying. But because he will be the oldest quarterback, will have all of these seasons, all of these other things, and all of the things that he does in this last year are going to be under this microscope of this is the last and this is this. So this guy that paid $500,000, I think that, yes, it is a Brady football. That's great. He's going to have to hold on to it for a while, and we'll see, because even if you look at Michael Jordan, and over the course of his career, look at how things like his rookie card and all, everything now is going like crazy. And time has the collectible time has a shorter lifespan. But this goes to our appraisal world, is that if that guy wanted an insurance appraisal the day after he purchased that, okay, the replacement value would be $500,000. Now that Brady is coming back, it might be $500,000, but the effective date is really important, because now we're looking at it under a prism that this is not his last, because that qualifier, putting that value into context, now changes the value of that football. So it's fascinating, and yes, I bet he's a little upset. I would imagine.
Well, and then we'll go to the other end of the auction sphere. The Met has confirmed it plans to sell a $30 million bronze Picasso sculpture. That's going to come up, I do believe, in May at auction to boost its acquisition fund.
And who is selling that?
The Met.
Oh, the Met.
A $30 million bronze Picasso sculpture, and they're going to sell it at auction to boost its acquisition fund. They own two versions of the bronze cast, and one of them's going.
You know, the thing about that is the fact that the Metropolitan Museum of Art is selling something from its permanent collection. That I don't think you've heard the end of this. I think there's going to be a lot of blowback, because we've talked about this in the past about museums deaccessioning and selling things.
Well, it happened up here with the Berkshire Museum where it was a year and a half long battle.
Yeah, the same thing in Detroit, the museum in Detroit, when they were filing for bankruptcy and they decided that they were going to sell a lot of the art to stay. People have different views on museums selling things, and because this is a Picasso and it's part of their permanent collection, I can pretty much guarantee you there's going to be a lot of blowback about this. There's going to be a lot of stuff. I don't know if there's going to be any lawsuits or anything, but this is I think a major thing, because you don't normally see the Metropolitan Museum of Art selling things and publicizing it. So I think this is going to be maybe they're testing the waters to see what happens if they can go ahead and put out this press release about selling this Picasso bronze and trying to defend what its purpose for selling it is. But I happen to be on their side, honestly, to sell things. I don't think there's anything wrong with a museum trying to keep itself running or try to increase certain collections by selling off other collections. I think the thing is, if it could be sold to other museums, that would be one, that would be, I think, a nice thing. But the thing is, chances are, it's going to be snatched up by a private collector, and it might not ever be seen again. And that's the sad part about deaccessioning and selling things from a museum. But I think we're just going to have to wait and see how this plays out.
Well, here's the other interesting thing is the Met also deaccessioned 219 prints and photographs last year, all duplicates in their collection. And what they were doing is that they were taking advantage of, there was a 2-year window during which the Association of Art Museum Directors were permitting members to sell art in order to raise money for the collection care. And that's what it was specifically allocated for, was the care of the collection. And that was because of the pandemic, and these temporary guidelines went into effect in April of 2020. They're set to expire April 10th of 2022. So they're taking advantage of that with this particular Picasso piece. But it's also, there's only, I think, 20 known casts of this particular sculpture. And the Met was gifted with one, I think, just last year. So they're selling off this one that they acquired in 1995. I think they acquired it permanently, but it had already been in their collection for 30 years, because a lot of times collectors will just say, here, keep it on permanent display, hold on to it. I'll let you know when I'm ready to donate it, because they'll donate it when it's financially, for the financial advantage. And so they know that it's being kept and will be taken care of, but then it's finally gifted to the museum so that they own it. So at this point, there's a number of things, and yes, Greg, I agree with you, I'm on the same side, is that they do need to care for the items in their collection. And this the museum group, what they put that in is that, okay, you can deaccession things, but it's for the care of the collection and taking care of it, not for acquisitions. So we're just basically seeing a reset in a lot of these institutions.
A reset button. Well, 30 million dollars is nothing to sneeze at, especially for someone as big as the Met. I mean, to raise funds. I mean, and like you said, seeing as it's a duplicate, it's a little different than what happened up at the Berkshire Museum, where there were no duplicates. And also at the Berkshire Museum, they thought that these paintings were given with the stipulation that they wouldn't be resold. I mean, so and that took a year and a half battle to get through that, but
yeah.
Still...
Well, we sort of went through a similar situation with our local historic museum, which is now a car museum, here in Stewart. And the thing is, they didn't sell duplicates. What they were doing is they were trying to raise money for the new museum, to build a new museum, and it caused a major uproar, because their fire collectibles that were no longer available anymore. They sold cars, they sold things that people were just outraged, absolutely outraged, because it's almost like the people here on the Treasure Coast felt as though they were selling their items, because a lot of these items had been in the museum for many years, and they were gifted over the time. And at the time they were gifted, no one thought that they would ever be sold. And then when they just one day had a big tent sale and sold most everything, it was a major
traumatic outrage. Traumatic. All right.
Well, guys,
it's never traumatic to talk to you. I always enjoy it. We'll speak to you next week, and stay calm and collected.
Have a great week.
Take guys.
Have a great week. Take care, buddy.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys of Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web.